The Poison Oaks. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you a story which is entirely true. All this year, since we returned from Crystal Cathedral a year ago, last January, we've been enjoying a particular arrangement that we heard Jim Nabors do while he sang with us at the Crystal Cathedral entitled Impossible Dream. And down at the Glee Club camp when we put this together, I immediately saw that it was going to be impossible for us to choose one soloist that we would use on this piece all year, because two men tried this solo and equally do an outstanding job with it. Both of these men are seniors. Here we are on an end-of-season concert. What do you do? I want to do this tune. I want to feature these two voices. How on earth do you do that? We have in the Al Stewart Memorial Lounge two Hall of Fames, the Al Stewart Hall of Fame and the Bill Luman Hall of Fame. If you're ever in the Hall of Music and have the opportunity of stopping in, I hope you do, and I hope you look at the pictures of outstanding men soloists in the Glee Club from 19, basically the mid-40s on through. But you won't find chronologically years listed, because you've got to be pretty darn good to get into the Al Stewart Bill Luman Hall of Fames, I guarantee it. This year, I am very proud to induct into the Al Stewart Bill Luman Hall of Fames two young men. First of all, Mr. Chuck Nalen from Glens Falls, New York, and secondly, but by no means second, Mr. Brian Koenig from Lafayette, Indiana. These are the two young men who sang all year Impossible Dream, and the only way we did it was to just alternate every performance we ever did. Tonight, we can't alternate, so tonight, we're going to alternate within the song. I'd like the two men to come to the microphone. I'd like to ask, first of all, Chuck Nalen, and then Brian Koenig. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the new inductees to the Al Bill Luman Hall of Fame, Chuck Nalen, Brian Koenig.